Bottom of the fourth inning, Asheville 5, Greenville 1, and Prudis Nova. Justin Williams and Jacob Melton will face Dalton Rogers. Nova grounded out his first trip, and he digs in from the right side. First pitch from Rogers. His fastball on the inside corner for strike one. I think Nova liked that very much. A one offering. And Frutas takes inside. Even up the count at 1-1. Activity is up in the Greenville bullpen. This is the fourth inning of work for Dalton Rogers. So a 1-1 pitch is in the dirt on the appeal. Nova did not go around. It was 2-1. One offering to Nova is foul back, counts now 2-2. Got Williams in the on deck circle. Justin hit a double back in the second inning. You know, Williams, he's a Big Ten guy. I'm a Big Ten guy. Williams went to Penn State. It's a 2-2 high fastball, swung on and missed. Nova down on strikes. It's a strikeout number 6. Rogers starting to find his rhythm. And I remember when I was at IU and I had season tickets to the Indiana basketball games at Assembly Hall. And the way the season tickets worked, because there were so many students who wanted season tickets. And Williams, he's hit by a pitch. Ball must have got him on the foot. Ends up at the backstop, so Williams will head to first. Hit by pitch. Is they gave you one game where you would get seats behind the basket. That was part of the student section. So of the 14 or 15 home games they gave you, you didn't even get all the games. You got most of them. You got one game behind the basket. And then the other games, you were either way up in the balcony or you were kind of off to the side. First pitch, he swung on and fouled away, left side by Melton. And I remember looking at my season tickets one year, and I saw my one balcony game, and then I got to my season ticket against Penn State. And I'm looking at the ticket. All right, you know, obviously, Big Ten game, I'm going. Where's my seat at? 0-1 pitch to Melton, swung on and missed. It's 0-2. And I see it says Section K, which I know is on the, you know, the side. It says Row 1. Hey, row 1, Section K, like, am I in the front row? And sure enough, I was. I was in the front row on the side at a basketball game, Assembly Hall. Better than being behind the basket is Melton. Swings and hits a fly ball pretty deep left field. Miller retreating will make the catch on the warning track. And Williams has to hightail it back to first. Good effort by Jacob Melton. Looking to go the other way. Two down, and here's Cerny. And I remember that game really well because the seats were so good, they were better than being behind the basket. I was kind of not necessarily mid-court. I was more so like aligned at the free throw line. But I was row 1, right across from the benches. And of course, you know, you sit with the same people. You put your season tickets in together as a student when you put it in. You put it in with, you know, a group of 4 or 5, however many people. It's a 1-0 pitch, swung on a miss. So I had the same group of people around me every game, and we're all like, this is fantastic. We got this this game, row 1. We're playing Penn State. Now, Penn State wasn't very good that year. So 1-1 pitch to Cerny, and Logan fouls it away right side. But it was kind of a close game. And we got to halftime of the game. And me and my buddies were all sitting there, row 1, and Penn State is out there warming up to get ready for the second half. They're warming up, going through the layup lines, they're shooting some jumpers, and they had a center on their team as Cerny. Swings, and it's a fly ball into right field. Brian Gonzalez is there. He'll make the catch. And that ends the inning. And I'll finish up my story when we come back. We're through four. Top of the fifth inning. Torres 5, drive 1. Nick Swanson back to work. It'll be the 8-9-1 spots two up for the visitors. Blue Ridge Power scoreboard. 5 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Asheville. 1 run, 4 hits, no errors for Greenville. Arrow at the plate, flew out to left. His first time up, and Swanson from the windup fires the first pitch, and it's right there on the outside corner for strike one. Arrow batting from the left side. Before the break, I was talking about one of my memories from an old IU Penn State basketball game, and it came to my mind because of Justin Williams, who is a Penn State alum. Very good baseball player in the Big Ten, and Williams has carried it over into his professional career. A one pitch was down and in. The 1-1 is also low and in. So it's 2 balls and a strike to Arrow. And this one game me and my buddies are at, we're literally row one. It's the best season tickets, student tickets you can possibly have in the stadium. Better than, you know, behind the basket, which is deemed to be, the one really good game. 2-1 pitch inside corner for a called strike. It's 2-2. And the game's pretty close, and we get to halftime. And Indiana at the time had a player on their team who was widely regarded by the students and several IU fans as the quote-unquote best player. He was the best player on the team. I didn't really agree, but it was up for debate. A lot of people did. His name was Bracy Wright. I remember Bracy Wright. He ended up being a second-round draft pick by, I believe, the Minnesota Timberwolves. So NBA-type guy. And they're playing Penn State. It's a 3-2 pitch. Arrow hits it on the ground right side. Tough play for Cotto. He'll slide at the back of the infield. Glove it and throw to first. Arrow retired. Kobe Cotto with an excellent defensive play. And there is one down. Going to bring Kier Meredith to the plate. Well, during halftime, Penn State had a player on their team. He was their center. He played a lot. He was their center, and he wasn't really an offensive threat. He's more of a defender, rebounder, bruiser type guy. I don't remember his name. I kind of remember what he looks like a little bit. And he's shooting free throws during halftime to warm up and get ready in case he gets fouled and has to go to the line. 1-0 pitch is in for a strike. Well, he's struggling a little bit with his free throws, and me and my buddies think it's a good idea to kind of razz this guy a little bit. We have great seats. They can absolutely hear us as the 1-1 pitch is bounced over to first. Guillamo will glove it and take it to the bag himself. Meredith retired. 2 away. So we're razzing this guy on his free throw shooting and kind of giving him a hard time, and he's waving us off and, you know, whatever. These guys don't know what they're talking about. So the second half ends up getting down to the nitty-gritty. A few minutes left in the game. And it's close. And who gets fouled and goes to the line but the big center? And he gets to the line, and, of course, me and my buddies, we are loud, and we're in his ear, and he puts up a free throw that I think could tie the game. I mean, it's a big free throw. A one-pitch swing and a miss. Counts 0-2 on Carson Semus. Well, he missed the free throw. And as soon as he missed the free throw, I mean, me and my friends who I had the season tickets with, we were the first one, you could tell, to yell. And he heard us. You could tell he heard us. And you could see it on his face as the 0-2 pitches down and away. He was so angry that he missed the free throw. He was so angry that he turned around and ran down the court as fast as he could and creamed Bracy Wright and knocked him down and injured him, and they had to stop the game. And me and my buddies are all looking at each other like, did we just get our best player injured because we made this guy so mad? Bracy Wright missed 4 games because of that. He missed 4 games. Now, he was back by the end of the year, but he was out for 4 games. But Indiana did end up winning the game against Penn State. Here's the 2-2 upstairs. Seamus has worked the count full. But I just remember that that center again. You could see it in his face how you know he'd been practicing. I'm sure he'd been working on it in practice. And these little know-it-all kids are yelling at him, and they just so happen to get in his head and make him miss this very important free throw. And it all boiled up. You could see it just boiling up on it, and he had to take it out on somebody. And Bracy Wright just so happened to be the guy who he took it out on. Now, some of the other fans in the stadium, they knew we were razzing this guy. So they weren't too happy with us when Wright was injured. And we're like, come on, we didn't. It's not because of us. But it might have been. It's a good plate appearance by Seamus. He took the 3-2 pitch in the dirt. First walk issued by Swanson, and now he's going to have to face Bonacy. That's a big spot here because you're two outs, top of the fifth, one more out. Swanson can qualify for a win, and the Tourists have not received a whole lot of wins from their starting pitching this year. First pitch to Bonacy is high for ball one. As a matter of fact, Asheville Tourists starting pitchers this year are 5-23. They've had five wins from a starting pitcher all year. 1-0 pitch is high. Now, a lot of that's because the starting pitcher does not typically go five innings for Asheville. Usually they'll go, four, 3 1/3, 3 2/3, maybe 4 1/3. It's a pitch count type deal. If they do go five, again, you have to hold the lead after they come out of the game. So it's happened five times this year. It's 2-0 to Bonacy is up and away. It's now 3-0. Not the time you want to lose your command if you're Nick Swanson. That was pitch number 75. Rio pitch, Bonacy with the green light, swings and fouls it away left side. Bonacy, a couple of strikeouts in the ball game, but he has elite power. And the 3-1 pitch is low, so back-to-back two-out walks by Swanson. You do that in this ballpark, you get in trouble quickly. Here's Blaze Jordan, who hit the home run back in the fourth inning. And Nate Shaver's coming out. Well, if Nate makes a move, then Swanson's not going to qualify for a win. Now, he hasn't made the move yet, but I think he might do it. Let's find out. Now, the reliever is already walking into the game. And the move has not been made. Yep, now it's made. So Swanson will depart, and hopefully these runners are stranded so it won't affect him too bad. Not the ending he would like, but he'll get a really good ovation in his Asheville Tourist debut. We'll take a break. Two outs, two on in the top of the fifth inning. Tourists lead it 5-1.